Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight broke her neck at age 14 while trying out for her high school cheerleading team 6 years ago. Since then, she's been a C1, C2 quadriplegic and ventilator dependent, much like her hero, Christopher Reeves. Today, she's a spokesperson for stem cell research and a sophomore at Schoolcraft College and an inspiration to everyone who meets her. Her name, Laura Jackson. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Laura Jackson. Laura, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're a real inspiration to everybody that meets you.
Thank you.
Can we start by talking about your parents and your childhood?
Okay. Well, my parents are Melody and Daryl. I've three older sisters as well, Stephanie, Crystal, and Jenna. They're all, growing up, we all lived a really normal life. We picked on each other. We played Barbies together when we were little kids. And, you know, as we grew older, we got a lot closer together. We all had, you know, the same interest. We all liked sports. Three of the four of us cheered, which was really nice. My parents have always been supportive of everything we've always done and have always encouraged us to, you know, strive for the best and follow our dreams and just really hope for the best life you really can have and always be positive.
What were the biggest things your mom taught you and what were the biggest things your dad taught you?
The biggest thing my dad taught me would be to always work hard. He always taught us all how to have a good work ethic. We all, you know, raking the leaves, and we always did yard work with my dad. And he always, you know, told us how important that would be when we would get older. And my mom, she taught me how to be able to she really taught me how to be able to talk to other people, like when I wasn't sure about what. Well, I don't know how to explain it. How to talk to with other people who I wasn't, you know, familiar with. You know, and that's how I got so outgoing, because she's really outgoing, and almost all of us are outgoing now, so can't keep us quiet.
What were the biggest loves of your life up until May of 2003?
The biggest loves of my life would be, I loved cheerleading. I loved dancing and hanging out with friends. I loved going to church. All my best friends are from church. Being able to, go to school every day and be a part of all the sports, and sports was one of my favorite. You know, I did volleyball and ice skating and swimming and all these other sports, so that was one of my favorite loves.
You're 14, you're a great athlete. Let's go back to May 13th, 2003.
Okay.
Share that day with us.
Well, it was the second day of tryouts at the high school, and I was getting ready with my sister because she was also trying out with me. And we were, you know, bickering over what we were eating and what we were going to wear because we both wanted to wear the same gym outfit, which is kind of ironic now, which I kind of funny, I think. But I went to the school. This was after, you know, a full day of school. I ended up going to the high school for the tryout, and I was getting ready. We were practicing the dance moves, and they called me and my partner in, we were all partnered up with people to be able to, you know, perform. We were trying tumbling moves, and that's what we were trying out for during that part of the day. And I walked into the room, and my sister's friend was spotting me, great girl, and she, or when I attempted my back tuck, I didn't do it the right way, and so when I landed on my neck, I instantaneously stopped breathing. I just automatically stopped breathing, and I thought I got the wind knocked out of me, so I kept telling people to move me and get me up, and I was like, oh, I'll be fine, and then I realized I wasn't breathing at all, so it was very scary to look these people in the eye, not being able to breathe, but I knew I was going to be okay.
Talk to us, if you would, about those first few days after the accident.
You know, the first couple of days after my accident were really hard because I couldn't talk, and we had this board that had the letter, the alphabet on it, and certain words, and I would have to blink to communicate with people because I had a tube. I was intubated with a tube down my throat. And I remember, you know, I'm all on this morphine. I wrote, Dad, I want to go to school. And it took me a half an hour, and I was so bad at myself. Just because I was like, I didn't quite fully understand that I couldn't go to school. But, you know, my family and friends were all there supporting me. And it was, even though it was really hard, I knew I was going to be okay. No matter what the future had in store for me.
We're talking to Laura Jackson, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Laura Jackson, and that sound you hear in the background is her ventilator. She's ventilator dependent. Laura, did you hate God after this accident?
After my accident happened, I was very confused at why it happened. I never hated God. I was more confused than anything, I would say. I was angry, but I was more confused at why this had to happen to me and why I had to experience this. But as I spent more time in the hospital, I met these tough, inspirational, amazing kids that, you know, I was 14 and some of them were 7 or 5, and, you know, I couldn't. That's what made me realize that that's what made me, you know, I wasn't angry with God anymore at that point, because I realized that it's not something that he gives to everyone. I feel like he gives these obstacles to overcome to people that can handle it, that people that are going to be able to, you know, make a difference. To be able to handle it in a way that maybe other people couldn't. And even though it was hard coming to terms with this, the best way I got through all of that was through humor with my family and, you know, and with God. I mean, just trying to be able to laugh again, because, you know, you feel like when you're in these situations that it's hard to laugh. And I felt that was the best medicine, I guess you would say, for me.
You mentioned in the previous segment that one of your sister's best friends was the spotter that day for you.
Yes.
When you saw that girl for the first time, what did you say to her?
I felt so bad that she had to go through that, because I know that she felt bad, and it was not her fault at all. She was, you know, a teenager, just like I was, you know, I told her that, you know, we loved her just the same as, you know, we always have loved, you know, I loved her. And
we're talking to Laura Jackson and friends. Laura Jackson is 20 years old. 20 years old. How did you learn to accept this challenge that you were given?
I was able to accept, you know, this happening to me as a way to, as an opportunity, I guess, to, I mean, it definitely opened my eyes to things I never had even thought about. And it was my opportunity to open other people's eyes to, you know, I never knew what a ventilator was before my accident, and, or, you know, I never knew much about spinal cord injuries. And I think just meeting with other children in my situation, I was able to communicate with them and tell them, it really helped me talking to them, because it kind of encouraged myself to, you know, get through high school and graduate with my class and go to college and live a normal life.
Laura, I've been amazed at the number of times I've met somebody who was part of a family that had a special needs child. And they always refer to that person as their angel, their mentor, their teacher, their inspiration, their hero. Why is that?
I think, you know, families look at, you know, their children with, you know, if they have disabilities or illnesses or some kind of obstacle to overcome, you know, as their hero or something like that, because it takes a lot of strength to be able to go through what a lot of us have to go through. And, you know, I tried doing it with being normal, and I try, still laughing at myself, and I can laugh at myself, and being able to show my family what I've learned and tell them what I've learned, even though they were there with me, I think it helps them realize more about just how amazing our time here in this life is and how precious it really is.
The accident happened when you were 14.
Yep.
So you had your middle school, your high school years. And in those years, classmates can be brutal to anybody that's different.
Yeah.
How did you get... talk to somebody who's a teenager right now and being bullied at school. What would you say to those kids?
I would say living one day at a time, because no matter what obstacle you have, whether you're getting bullied, whether you have a disease, or whether, you know, you're in a wheelchair, it's, you only have to handle today. You only have to experience today, right now, what you're living, and not worry about the future, not worry about the past, and realize that no matter what anyone says or how many people may put you down, you're the only person that's going to be able to make a life for yourself and be successful and be happy.
What's been the most amazing thing, Laura Jackson, that's happened to you these last 6 years?
The most amazing thing is when I went to China and met all of the patients with ALS, and there was a lot of patients that, you know, ended up passing away, and they taught me so much, because in their last days they were saying, you know, how important it was to live every day to your fullest, not, you know, get angry over, you know, petty things, and to be able to laugh and to be able to enjoy life. And even though I had always enjoyed life, they showed me a different side of it, because they were able, you know, in their last couple, in their last weeks or months of living, they were so happy. They weren't, you know, dwelling on the fact that they weren't going to be here next year. And I just thought that was one of the some of the most amazing things I could have ever learned.
Laura Jackson, why did you go to China?
I went there for an experimental surgery that ended up helping getting back. I used to not be able to go off my ventilator at all. You know, 30 seconds or as long as anyone else could hold their breath, that's as long as I could go off my vent. And it was really scary. And then when I came back, I could go off for about 15 minutes within a week of the surgery, and I could move my neck and shoulders, which I hadn't done in a year and a half. And it was, it made a difference.
And that was surgery to use the OEG cells?
Yes.
With a Dr. Hyung?
Yes.
How else has it helped you?
The surgery? You know, given it's given control of my spasms a little bit more, which I used to kick people all the time, which sometimes I still do, but not as much anymore because I can still control my spasms and they don't hurt as bad as they used to.
Now, instead of kicking your dad, you just verbally kick your dad. Right?
Exactly.
Only when he deserves it. Only when he deserves it. We're talking to Laura Jackson, and when we come back, we're going to talk to her about a special person she met a couple weeks ago. And I'm Jack Crystal, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
We're talking to Laura Jackson, who 6 years ago at age 14, while trying out for cheerleading on a backflip, broke her neck, and has been in a wheelchair, quadriplegic ever since. Laura, a couple weeks ago, you met a phenomenal human being, Nick Vujicic. Tell us about Nick.
Before I met Nick, I had actually never even heard of him. But before I met him, I looked him up on YouTube, and I watched the video of him in the first 2 minutes, half a second even, I was amazed by him. He's just so strong. He's so truly one of the most inspirational people I've met. He's been all over the world to 24 countries and met millions of people personally, and he has no arms and no legs. He was born without limbs, and he just has this great spirit about him, and he goes around the world preaching the word of God, you know, and still being able to have that faith after everything he's been through just really has been. It was just such an honor to meet him because he gives a lot of hope to a lot of people, I believe.
When you met him, you and him spoke one-on-one for 30 minutes while 2,000 people in a church waited to hear him talk. What did he tell you, Laura Jackson, in those 30 minutes?
We talked about so much. He talked to me about how, you know, when he was in elementary school, you know, all the kids picked on him, and how he got through that is through God. And we talked about, you know, how similar we both like to laugh. You know, we think it's important to be able to laugh at yourself and to, you know, enjoy life right now. And he also talked about he talked about his excursions to other countries and meeting all the people he's met. He's gone to prisons and to, you know, some of the poorest cities in the world. And he's talked and preached to these people and has made a difference in their life. And it really, while he was talking about that, the only thing I could think of is, oh my gosh, you know, this person who rolls around in a wheelchair just like I do, you know, has traveled to all these countries. He travels 40 weeks out of the year, and he's able to have enough strength and enough faith to be able to do this every single day for And I just thought it was, we just talked about what he does and how, I mean, I kept saying how inspiring he was. I think he was getting embarrassed because I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And that's one of the most amazing, he's one of the truly the most amazing people I've ever even heard of or met personally.
One thing I've walked away from being around him is that, you know, we're taught that we have to be God's arms and legs. And Laura, there's nobody I've ever met that does that better than Nick Vujicic, who has no arms and no legs.
I would completely agree. He definitely has done a great job. You know, he's only been speaking, I think, for only a couple of years. And he's done such a great job of spreading the word of God to you know, people who maybe don't have enough, don't have faith right now, when it's hard to have faith.
One of the things he said later that night, speaking to the 2,000 people, and I quote, was, take the word disable, D-I-S-A-B-L-E, and put a G-O in front of it, and you get God is able. What do you say about that, Laura Jackson?
I thought it was very clever with him saying that, you know, and I never really realized it the way he said it. You know, with, like you said, people, you know, families that have people with disabilities in their family, they call them their angels or their heroes, or it's one of those things where I think people with disabilities, even though some of people may look at it as a burden, it truly is a blessing, because we're able to teach people without disabilities the importance of health and life and happiness.
Nick contends that we are all disabled.
Yes.
In certain ways.
Yes.
Whether we have a drinking problem, we're overweight, we've got a self-confidence problem, we've got too much pride, whatever it is,
yep,
and we've got to have God to make us able.
Yes.
Everyone in life, Laura Jackson, has detours, roadblocks, challenges, setbacks. When those things happen to a lot of people, their response is, woe is me, there's no God, my 401k, I didn't listen to Kramer like you do, Laura. You know, my 401k has gone through the basement.
Yeah.
There's no God, there's no future. What do you say to them?
I would say have faith. You know, obviously during this hard time in your life, it seems hard because you've seen so many good times. You've seen, you know, great times throughout your life. But I would say, you can't dwell on these bad parts of your life, even because it will pass. This too shall pass. And I think that people need to have faith that God is walking next to them. God is helping them throughout their life. And whether they think their life's going the way they want it to or not, this is, God has a plan for them, and it eventually will work out.
What do you say to a person who's recently been paralyzed?
I would say be positive, because that's really the only way to get through life. That's what got me through my accident, is trying to laugh still and to trying to get through everyday life, just like how I did before my accident. Before I was paralyzed, I would say it may seem hard and it gets frustrating, but have faith that this is what God has planned for you.
Friends, let's realize that Laura Jackson is 20 years old. She's a quadriplegic. She breathes with a ventilator. That's what you hear in the background. Laura, you have a tremendous peace about yourself. How? Nick Vujicic has that too.
I think it's trusting what God has in store for you. If God wants me to walk again one day, I walk. You know, depending, I mean, it all depends on what happens. And if I don't walk, that's what he had in store for me. I think it's just important to be able to, like I've said, it's just find happiness. You're in this life and you have the joy of life. I still have my brain. I still have, you know, I still have the, luckily the ability to speak. Even if I couldn't speak, you know, the ability to communicate some way. And not only with other people, but with God. I have, I'm able to still have faith in God and trust in God that this is what he's planned for me.
What are your dreams, Laura Jackson?
I've thought about this since you've asked me last, because I know it sounds funny when someone says, what are your dreams? And my dreams, I want to write a book one day. I don't know when they will be, just because I really want to help other people that are going through a similar situation that I went through, get through it easily. I mean, nothing's going to be easy, but I want them to be able to have someone to look up to or someone to, you know, call and say, hey, I'm having a problem. You know, do you know, you know, how'd you get through this? I want to be able to, you know, speak to kid, especially younger kids that are going through this, because I think they need a good role model to look up to.
Laura Jackson, you're helping people every day and you're inspiring people every day. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Laura Jackson, who for the last 6 years has been a C1, C2, quadriplegic, ventilator dependent, much like her hero Christopher Reeves. Laura, you have great enthusiasm. What do you say to a teenager who has no passion, who's just existing every day?
I would say to them, you know, find something you enjoy. Find something you like doing, no matter really what it is. I mean, and if you can help, you know, help someone on the way, I think that's great. But if you're helping yourself too, you know, if someone's just kind of floating along in life and you can find something you really enjoy, you know, like Nick speaks all over the world, and preaches, that's something he really enjoys. I would just say that you really need to find joy in your life and go through with it.
I've been amazed at how many times a guest on this show has said, the worst thing that ever happened to me ultimately turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. What do you say about that, Laura Jackson?
I would completely agree with that. I wouldn't take my accident back. I've learned so much from this experience. I've met some of the greatest people I've ever met in my entire life from this experience. I've learned more, I think, and experienced more than a lot of people go they go their entire life not experiencing that, I feel like. Some people never experience what I've experienced and met the people I've met. And, yeah.
Laura Jackson, when you meet God someday face to face, what will you say to him or her?
I would say thank you for giving me a great family, a great life. I would say thank you for blessing me with having the opportunity to do what I've done in my life already, even if I die tomorrow.
Let's talk about the advances in research these last few years. And with the recent passing by President Obama of the stem cell, talk to us about that.
I'm very excited because I feel like this gives a lot of people hope for recovery and for cures, not just for people with spinal cord injuries, but people with type 1 diabetes and Parkinson's disease and people that are going through these various types of illnesses. I feel like it gives them a lot of hope, and it's important to look at every piece of research that we have and make sure, you know, whether or not it finds cures, it's that we looked at it and we gave it the opportunity to be able to cure people.
Talk to us about Christopher Reeves, one of your heroes.
You know, Christopher Reeves really taught people about stem cells, you know, and about people with disabilities. And he brought this awareness, I guess you would say, to the average person that really didn't know, you know, they were, you know, afraid of people with tubes down their throats. But and I just think he's done a great job of being able to get research and help it be able to get the research to keep progressing and help he's just amazing.
It's been 6 years since the accident. How have your mom and dad changed in these 6 years, Melody and Daryl?
Well, my dad is a lot more paranoid now. he doesn't like me to go very far without him because he gets worried, understandably, I understand. And my mom has actually gotten a lot more relaxed than before, I must say. I think is good. She's gotten a lot more calm about things. Because when you have a person on life support, it's not easy to be calm. And I'm always pretty much calm. And I'm glad that someone else is calm with me because it can get a little hectic sometimes. So she calms everyone else down, too.
If there's somebody listening tonight, a parent of a child who's wheelchair-bound, paralyzed, what would you say to that parent?
I would say that it's important to tell your children or your child, whoever has this disability, that it's important to keep living their same life that they lived before. So keep going to school like you kept going to school before. I mean, it's going to be a lot harder than it was because it's a challenge that you're going to have to get through because you need education and you need to live your life just as normally as you always have, or you won't feel normal and you won't feel accepted. And I think that would be the most important thing to say to a parent, is to encourage their child to just live life normal and to be happy and to accept what's happened and hope for a cure maybe.
We're talking to Laura Jackson, who 6 years ago, in a cheerleading accident, paralyzed. Laura, these are uncharted times, transformational times. A lot of people are just worried. The fear paralyzes them. Talk to them about getting through adversity and the resilience of the human nature.
I would say have faith that God will guide your life in the right direction. It will all pass. Whatever, you know, if you're having hard times and you're struggling, the hard times will pass eventually. And just remember your happy times. Look forward towards your happy times again when in the future. That's what I would say to them.
Talk to us about taking risks in life.
you know, my dad was completely disagree with taking risks on life. You know, he doesn't even like me to go in the car very much. But I think it's important, you know, without, had I never gone to China and taken that risk, I never would have gotten off my ventilator for, you know, 15 minutes, which for me is a breath of fresh air. And I think it's important to take risks, or otherwise you'll never be able to, you know, truly succeed. That's what I feel like, is you won't be able to fully succeed.
Talk to us, if you will, Laura Jackson, about your doctors, nurses, caregivers.
Oh, wow. Most amazing people I've ever met, because I can be a little picky sometimes. I'm like, no, I want my hair this way, or my shirt's on a little weird. And, you know, they put up with me, and I can't ask for better caregivers and doctors and nurses. U of M, I stayed there for 7 months when I was in the hospital, and I love going back. They took great care of me.
Last question, Laura Jackson. What advice would you give to our young listeners tonight?
I would tell the young listeners to enjoy life. Enjoy life and look forward to the future. Look forward to, you know, just look forward.
Laura Jackson, thanks for coming on. Thanks for teaching thousands of people how to surrender to God's will and make the most of it and inspire each and every one of us each day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahol.
Believe in yourself.